Hello and welcome to another thought for the day from New Milton Evangelical Free Church. Let's come to God in prayer as we come to his word. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the perfect balance of truth and power that you have given us in order to keep us safe in Christ. We thank you that with your action in our lives, we need not fear that we will ever be lost, that just as Jesus said, all those whom you, Father, have given into his hand will come to him and will be his forever, and no one will remove them. And so in that security, those of us who trust in him this morning come to you now and ask you to speak to us. And if there are any who join with us who do not yet know you, we pray that they might learn that Jesus is the truth, that he is the Saviour, that he is the life eternal. Amen. So we're going to read from 1 John chapter 2 and verses 24 to 27. As for you, see that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he promised us, eternal life. I am writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you received from him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in him. In our day, we know quite a bit about preservatives. We use them a lot in our food to make food last just that bit longer until we decide to eat it. And it keeps us from illness, and it actually helps us in our health. And also it's convenience in making that food storable. Well, preservatives are actually there in the spiritual realm too. And that's what John is talking about this morning. He's just been talking to us about the Antichrist, the liar, the deceiver, the one who he said is intent on leading you astray. And he says many Antichrists have gone into the world. Well, what's the opposite of a denier? John tells us this morning, the opposite of a denier is an abider. The word abide is something that John draws right the way back from the gospel that he wrote, and particularly from that last evening, that long discourse of Jesus, where Jesus in John 15 talks about being the vine and his disciples being the branches. And he says, abide in me and I in you, just like a branch abides in the vine, draws it its power for life from the vine itself. And John is back on that theme in his letter right at the other end of his life. And you see what he's saying here. In the face of all of this deception, this clever stuff that the enemy of God puts out in order to detract from his truth and to lead astray those who are followers of Christ, to make their lives impotent and just to erode the power of the message that they bring. In order to preserve against that, John says, you have two faithful allies. You have two powerful preservatives. You have what he calls the anointing, which abides in you, remains in you, verse 27. And you have this teaching, which should remain in you, verse 24. So these two things really tie up with what Jesus has said, again, coming back to John's gospel, right at the beginning, John chapter 4. We were looking at this just last Sunday. Spirit and truth. God wants those to worship him who worship in spirit and in truth. Now, in his letter, John doesn't name the Spirit. I don't know if you noticed this. He never directly refers to the Holy Spirit. But he does so indirectly. And this is one of his names for the Holy Spirit, the anointing that Jesus gave you when you first became a Christian. You see that he refers to that. It was with you from the beginning. Verse 24. See what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. Okay, so this is what happened at the start, and it's to continue. What happened at the start of your Christian life? When you were born again, when you came to believe in Jesus, he gave you his Spirit. His poured out Spirit filled your heart, flooded your life, changed you irreversibly, and he remains with you. He can't be removed. God says he will never unpour out, if you like, his Spirit in your life. So this anointing is actually indelible. It's there with you all the time because the Spirit lives with you in your heart and he keeps you from error. He keeps your eyes open to the truth, and we are to look to him for the discernment that we need to look around us in our world and see what is error and what is truth. But alongside of that is this teaching that John talks about. The teaching should remain in you, verse 24. This is what he's saying you should make sure happens. Keep to it, stick to it, hold on to it, don't let it go. What is this teaching? It's what came to you in the beginning. It's the gospel that saved you. It's the person of Jesus as God revealed him to be, the living Son of God in human form. This is what these antichrists are denying actually happened. And this teaching is essential to us because it's to do with eternal life. It's those words in verse 25 should jump out at us. This is what he promised us. And it's like a shout that comes out in the middle of this section. This is what he promised us, eternal life. And let it light up your eyes today. This is what it's all about. It's not just a question of being right and sort of triumphing and getting the mastery over the other people who are wrong so that you kind of look down on them and say, you didn't get this straight, did you? No, this is to do with living your life in Christ and all of the joy and the delight that there comes from living in his power and living in his love. So these two preservatives are ours. The Spirit of God, the anointing which remains in us, and the teaching of God in his word through this apostolic message that comes to us through our New Testaments. These two things we need to hold on tight to and not let them go in the day in which we live. Let's pray. Gracious Lord, we thank you for giving us these two allies, these two agents of yours who are with us forever. And we pray, Lord, that you will keep us close to the teaching that we have received, the teaching that is in your word, that you will help us to be aware of your Spirit in our hearts so we can listen to him and his inner voice, so that we can know as we look out on the world what is a lie and what is truth. So glorify Jesus in our love of the truth and in our walking in that Spirit of life. In his name we pray. Amen.